From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri is down to one clinic that can perform abortions in the state after the Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic's abortion license expired yesterday. The site also has not been able to meet a new state requirement that doctors must have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals before they perform abortions. Federal appeals judges ruled last month that Missouri could enforce that rule as of Monday. A Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis is the last in the state that can provide abortions. Planned Parenthood Great Plains spokeswoman Emily Miller says the organization hopes the state will issue another license to the Columbia facility soon. Planned Parenthood attorneys have asked a federal judge to temporarily exempt the Columbia clinic from the hospital privileges requirement. The University of Missouri has its first ever Nobel Prize. Professor Emeritus George Smith shares the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry with two other researchers, one from Caltech in Pasadena and the other from the MRC Laboratory in Cambridge. He won the Nobel Prize for his development of a method called phage display, in which a virus that infects bacteria can be used to evolve new proteins. Smith was quick to credit the work of others in his prize.
It wasn't that much of a brilliant leap of imagination to apply phage display to that, because very similar ideas in concept were very prominent in molecular biology at the time.
Smith was a professor at MU for 40 years. A former commander at Whiteman Air Force Base will take forced retirement over several misconduct allegations. Captain Aaron Brown is spokesman for the Air Force Global Strike Command. He confirmed yesterday that Brigadier General Paul Tibbetts IV will stop work on October 19th and retire December 1st. Brown says the Air Force began investigating in May 2017 after concerns were raised about Tibbetts. Brown says the investigation substantiated allegations against Tibbetts, including making inappropriate comments, not reporting four suicide attempts, violating policy for use of a government vehicle, and failure to report the value of autographed photos that celebrities had given him. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.